Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
BXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
Vibe Check on PXY mornings. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and we're just...
We're checking in, baby.
All day, every day, getting a checkup from the neck up.
Mm-hmm.
Breeze, where's our friends at this morning?
They're here and they're ready to share their thoughts of what's going on in their life. So let's get to our first friend, Gina. Gina says, good morning and good vibes to my people. Moose and Breezy, it's going to be a great day. I love the colder weather with the sun. It's making my heart happy.
Oh, I love that.
So yesterday, yeah, it was a little chilly, but with the sun, it didn't feel as chilly. I mean, I say that, but we were outside taking our engagement photos and Patrice was not wearing a jacket or anything. She was freezing.
Oh,
I was in long sleeves, but it's fine.
Yeah. I forgot you guys did that yesterday.
Yeah, we did it all. We did it all. It was fun. We had a good time. 2 hours. Boom, bam. Photos look great.
Are you still going to go through
the dates?
Excuse me. Are you still going to go through the trouble of mailing them out to people that are close enough to just hand them out yourself? Like, I mean, are you going to send me one in the mail or are you just going to give it to me at work?
I'm gonna probably just give it to you. Is that easier?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I'll probably just give it to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
Save myself the, what is it, like 20 cents now in stamps?
Oh, it's going up to $2.
Yeah, it's like, it costs more to send them out than it does to make them. But yeah, I have everything set with addresses and stuff. The guest list is made and polished. So that's great. We just got to get those photos back so we can make a little save the date moment and be done with it.
Start popping off.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Yeah. Update on the wedding venue. Did I say my parents were going to build a pole barn?
Yes.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Not enough Amish guys coming to the rescue?
It's just the vibes that it's giving isn't my aesthetic. So I ixnayed the barn.
What are you going to do?
We're going to do a tent.
Are you
big
doing
a tent?
Oh, like a graduation tent?
A circus tent, yes.
Beautiful.
There's going to be an elephant inside standing on a ball. It's going to be a whole thing. So, yes.
Well, at least it's cheaper.
That is true, my friend. Who else is?
I thought you were going to say it's kind of more.
No. Not at all. Definitely not.
Who else is here?
Let's see. Katie's here. She says, good morning. Today is going to be a good day because yesterday was a horrible day. So I'm manifesting better vibes today than yesterday. You know, we love a positive queen. We do. Who else is here? Final, like, I'm going to say it one more time and I'm never going to say it again. Where is Nico and Steve?
Oh,
are
know.
They okay?
We got to do a wellness
check. What is going on? I'm going to have to drive to Kendall or wherever the hell it is that they live. And Danielle, one time for the West Side, says, checking in from Spencerport. Feeling good today. On my way to get my Starbies.
Oh, we love you guys. Mm-hmm. By the way, does anyone have any good chili recipes? Because as soon as I get home this morning, I'm going to have to throw something in the crock pot.
Yeah, it's you've come to the right place, my friend, because I did win
the chili
cook-off.
I don't want turkey chili.
It's not turkey. Ew.
I want ground beef.
It's chicken.
Oh.
It's better for you, so.
I gotta figure that out. I haven't made chili in so long, I completely forgot how to do it. Like, what goes in the crock pot? Beef? Do I have to put a cup of water in there? And tomato sauce?
Yes.
We're going to figure this out together, yes?
I honestly have no idea.
We'll figure it out together. I found a crock pot in my cabinet. I'm like, why? Where did this come from? I have to use this.
You have to.
I'm using it tonight.
Perfect.
The vibes are okay. The Chiefs won last night, which I absolutely hate.
Disgusting.
Yeah, they crushed.
What do you think? Let's do should we start doing predictions?
For what? Like,
for the games. Like, I know they do it down the hall, and I did it for them once, and I crushed.
Oh, yeah. We can
I
do
crushed.
Predictions.
Crushed. What is the over-under for this Sunday's game against the Chiefs for our dear, beloved Buffalo Bills?
What do you mean? The Chiefs aren't playing?
Yes, they are.
On Sunday?
Yes, they are. This Sunday, the 2nd.
Oh, we're talking about Bills and Chiefs game.
Yes.
I'm thinking the last night's game. So, I don't know. I haven't even looked. I don't know what the spread is. But, obviously, it's Bills all day, baby. We might not have...
Is it going to be a messy, sloppy nail biter?
That's a possibility.
I mean, I feel like it always is. I feel like that's kind of a dumb question, but...
It always is in the playoffs. Yeah, I have to look. I don't know.
I got to crunch stats.
I do. I have to crunch the numbers.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not really a guy who gambles a lot on games. I just don't do it.
No, I think we should wager like Oreos. You know, I don't think it should be that serious.
Yeah. But overall, the vibes are pretty good this morning. I had a good night last night. I went to a Big Brothers Big Sisters event.
How'd that go?
It went really good. It was at this place called We the Hobby. On Arlington
oh, yeah,
Street.
They wanted to do something with us.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, they have really great memorabilia in there. They got cards. We were able to just kind of open up our own packs of cards and stuff like that. They were streaming live. It was a cool event. They basically, who else was there? The Amex Moose was there. We didn't get along.
Oh, that's tea.
Yeah. City isn't big enough for the two of us.
Mm-hmm.
But it was a really cool event. They presented Big Brothers Big Sisters with a check.
Nice.
Yeah, it was awesome.
Good stuff.
Overall, I know you moved into you're moving into your new home.
Yeah, we closed on our house yesterday. That's great. Took our engagement photos. Awesome. And then today we're painting the rooms, and then we're pretty much moved. But you know, there's a couple odds and ends and things like that. So
there's something we got to get rid of.
Yeah.
We'll ask you guys how to do it coming up in the show. On a more serious note, Hurricane Melissa, Category 5 storm, has just been bearing down on Jamaica. So we'll tell you about that. They are looking for donations. We'll tell you where you can donate here locally to help them out, because 175 mile per hour winds is absolutely no joke. We'll talk about that coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Join Moose and Breezy anytime, anytime.
Call or text 585-252-9800.
PXY Mornings on the number one hit music station.
98
PXY. PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, Hurricane Melissa, which is a destructive Category 5 storm, is bearing down on Jamaica, threatening devastation like they have never seen. So the storm was expected to hit the island early Thursday morning before moving across the Caribbean, impacting Cuba, the Bahamas, Bermuda. So it's expected to be the strongest hurricane in history to hit Jamaica, which has a population, I believe, of 3 million people. Mm-hmm. Winds exceeding 175 miles per hour and up to 40 inches of rain are expected. But I don't know, man. Winds at that speed are just hard to wrap your head around.
Right.
If you'd like to donate items for Jamaica, you can drop them off at the People's Choice Kitchen. That's at 575 Brooks Avenue. But they are looking for the normal stuff like toiletries, clothes, any items that are going to fill up a barrel. Residents here in Rochester who have family in Jamaica, all sharing their concerns on what's going to happen there with a hurricane as strong as this one. I mean, 175 miles per hour winds, that is no joke. Mm-hmm. Again, if you would like to donate any toiletries or clothes, it would be so appreciated. You can drop them off at the People's Choice Kitchen at 575 Brooks Ave. Coming up on the show, Breezy just moved in her brand new home.
Yep.
Or about to. She closed on it yesterday.
Yes.
And her neighbors are already throwing her under the bus.
Yeah, guys, it's not going well. But
great first impression.
Great first impression. I don't know if it was the neighbors. I don't know what really happened, but I can't wait to share this story. I wasn't going to share it yesterday before the closing because I didn't want to lose the house. But now that it's mine, I can really say whatever I want. I'll tell you exactly what happened and why I ran out of my new home like my ass was on fire coming up next.
What a sexy song this morning, right?
Hello, yeah.
Miguel on PXY Mornings. What's up, guys? I don't know how else to say it. Snitches get stitches.
Period. That's on period.
Listen, we can't point the fingers this morning. It's a whole thing. Breezy yesterday, she closed on her new home. Congratulations. It's a big accomplishment.
Thank you.
And I don't know. Things have just started to unfold. Are you going to get along with the neighbors? Time will tell. We got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah. So, okay. The house closing was yesterday. The final walkthrough was Sunday. And we live very close to our new house is very close to our current apartment. So we went over there on Sunday. We took our moms and, you know, did all the things. And when we walked in, there was keys on the counter that the previous owner had left.
Yep.
So, and there was a nice card, and they got us a little present, and it was very beyond sweet of them.
That's thoughtful.
That they did not have to do that, you know? So.
They're like, whatever demonic beings in this house, it's your problem now.
Yeah, they're like, good luck with that sage. So, which I will be saging, of course. But, so we walk in, we're doing all things, and I mean, I just took the card and I took the key and I was on my merry way. Like, it was what it was. And then we, you know, our realtor left and I was like, well, guys, like, we have the key. So let's get after it. And we started cleaning. Doing everything.
Tell me you filled the fridge.
So our moms were there. So I was like, okay, we have a set of eight hands right now. Like, let's get to work. Like, if there's one thing about me is I don't waste time.
No, we know.
Especially if a window of opportunity is there, I'm going to go for it.
This is the same girl whose car broke down on the side of the road. And before the tow truck got there, she was buying a new one on an app.
Carvana. Literally Carvana. It was literally a car vending machine. It was going to, like, actually just drop the new car off on the side of the road. So I was just like, let's go. And then we ended up leaving and we watched the Bills game. And then we went to Home Depot and got paint. And it's now 5 o'clock. And I'm like, let's start moving our stuff in. Like, let's go. And we start, we fill both our cars up. Now we both have SUVs and we're just going for it.
Not knowing if it's okay for you to even do this. Nobody gave you the okay.
I mean, we have the keys, so.
Yeah, but
we have the keys.
I don't think that's how it works.
Anyways, why would they give us the keys if they don't want us to use it?
I don't think that's how it works.
So anyways, we're locked and loaded. We're locked in. Like, Patrice is upstairs taking off, like, paneling for painting. She's taking off all the outlet covers.
God.
Like, we're ready. She already filled the linen closet with all of our things. I'm stocking the fridge. I'm doing the pantry. And all of a sudden, we get a text from our realtor.
Yeah.
in a group.
Oh, God.
Of Patrice, me, and the realtor.
Okay.
And he goes, let me read it verbatim so I don't screw it up here. He goes, you guys aren't moving in yet, are you? I just got a text from the listing agent, and it reads, and I quote, let's see.
No, go ahead, read it.
Are they moving in already, though? Closing isn't until tomorrow, and someone is there. So I literally read that message, set my phone down, put everything I needed
shut
away.
Shut the lights off. Close the lights.
Shut the lights off. Homer Simpson in the bush. And I ran out of there like my ass was on fire.
Yeah.
And then I got home. Listen to this. I got home and got in bed. And I texted our agent back and I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm in bed watching Nobody Wants This. We were cleaning earlier, but that's super weird that someone would be spying on us.
So you, but you lied. You're a liar.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. Okay, who do you, so it was, what did they do, drive by, or did they, how do they find out?
No, I don't know. So either the seller drove by and was like, oh, someone's literally robbing the place, like, we're closing tomorrow, this is going to ruin everything. Or maybe one of the neighbors texted the previous owner and was like, I didn't know you guys, I didn't know this all happened today. And they were like, it didn't. So, yeah. And then we had the photo shoot yesterday for our engagement, and I like had already moved a ton of stuff, so I had to go back before we closed on it and get all the things. And I was just like,
go back into the house.
Not the listing agent in the bushes.
Yeah,
looking for me.
Yeah,
yeah. But it's ours now, so we can really go over to our home whenever we please. But yeah, and then I asked a ton of people. I was like, is this like, did I really royally screw up here by taking those keys that were readily available?
Wait, so you just took them off the table. Nobody handed them to you.
No. Okay. I took them.
Yeah, you can't do that.
But they're in my house.
Technically, it wasn't yours yet. You didn't even sign the papers.
The card was addressed to me.
You didn't even officially close yet. You just helped yourself to the keys.
I did. So I was just like, asking around, I have a ton of real estate friends and friends who have just bought houses or have either bought houses in the past. And they're like, oh, no, this is typically super normal. You always get the keys during the final walkthrough the day before you close. And I was like, okay, then fair game. If you don't want me to have the keys and you don't want me to go in, don't give me the keys until I sign the papers.
Yeah,
well, I guess they didn't really know who they were dealing with. You know what I mean?
No,
I'm a go-getter. I'm a go-getter. I don't waste any time. I don't like to mess around.
Yeah, you're fully moved in. They come over with you know what? The deal fell through. They took a higher offer.
We're just like unpacking the linen closet. We're like, damn it. 98PXY.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good. Like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans, you won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
No kids allowed. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Hearing those words as a kid used to be very triggering.
Mm-hmm.
No kids allowed meant a number of things. You're either too young, you're not mature enough, or you couldn't be trusted.
Can't be trusted.
Which is, it's all true. So much of that is true. And then when you invite children to weddings, you have to be extremely careful. Breezy is putting a no kids allowed rule in place for her wedding on the 29th of August.
Yeah. Listen, guys, I just feel like there are so many kids in our lives between myself and my fiance. And I mean, just me alone, I have 10 kids that are my cousins have had kids, and then they had kids, and it's... they're either babies or toddlers, and I just don't.
You just don't need it.
I don't need it on my wedding day.
You know what I mean?
And my mom is like kind of pushing back against this, and she's like, "No, like you need to have the kids there, like their family." And I'm like, "No, I don't think I do."
Yeah, well, I don't know if they're gonna remember it.
I don't think I do.
Here's the problem, and I can understand why your mom is probably pushing back the same way my mother did when it came to my brother's weddings. It's uncomfortable because your mother-in-law or your mother are gonna have to go to family and explain why so-and-so's kids can't show up. And it makes it very uncomfortable. It puts them in a weird position to do it. People were pushing back on my mother when she was like, they don't want to do it.
Yeah. They're not doing
it. I mean, but at the same time, like my younger brother, I mean, my nieces and nephews were there because they were a part of the wedding.
Correct.
It wasn't an issue.
And like that's, we will have a flower girl. We will have a ring bearer. Those are two kids that will be there.
Oh, so there are two kids that will be at your wedding.
They'll be in the wedding.
Okay.
And then when the ceremony's over, they will be leaving. Sorry.
Not you using them as a prop.
Hopefully. I'm like, you work for me, kid.
Oh, that is so great. Me. You're going to make them leave when the wedding is over with.
Absolutely. It's better for everybody that way. It really is. And I sound like, you know, people could be like, she sounds like a monster. I don't care. I don't. This is something that I'm holding firm on. This is something that means a lot to me. And I'm not anti-kid. I'm just realistic.
Anyone feel like weddings bring out the worst in people? Oh, let's go to the phones. Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Good
What's
morning.
Up, girl?
Hi. Nice to be here. Good morning.
Emily,
nice to be here with you.
Are you married?
Yes.
You are?
I am.
Did you have kids at your wedding?
I of course did, and I wanted to talk to Breezy about on this topic because, look, Breezy, I got married last year, and I don't agree with you for not having kids at your wedding, if they're family.
Okay.
Like, don't get me wrong. Thank you so much. I've been, obviously, those receptions where someone's toddler is screaming during the first dance, and yeah, it kills the vibe.
It's not it.
But, you know, if it's family, that's different.
See, you sound like my mom. She's saying the same thing, and I'm like,
well, how is it different? Because you know a toddler's not going to remember this day.
Correct.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not a toddler, but I just feel like when it's your family, it's not It's not the same as random coworkers bringing their kids. Like, if your cousin or your sibling has little ones, they should be there. That's part of the family memory, you know?
My cousins have a plethora, a gaggle of children. And so does my fiance's cousins. So many kids that it could fill up a baseball team at my wedding, our wedding. And you know what? It's just dogs are like kids. They're so unpredictable. And I just, or kids are like dogs, I should say. They're so unpredictable. It's interchangeable. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what noise is going to be made, what disaster is going to happen. And I just want to honestly eliminate that for me, my fiance, and our guests, if I'm being honest. I'm not anti-kid, but also, like, this is our day. This is our place. We make the rules.
They do make the rules.
No, I think you're wrong. I don't agree. Because you don't want your niece or your nephew to grow up seeing photos and realizing they weren't invited to be part of it.
I fear they're not going to care.
I don't think they're going to care. Let me ask you something, Emily. If the roles were reversed and you wanted an adult-only wedding, how would you feel if family ignored that and just brought their kids anyways?
Well, I mean, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. That would be rude, you know, but I mean, I'm sorry, Breezy, but you sound kind of selfish on this one.
So my mom is pushing for kids at the ceremony, but not at the reception. And to that, I say that just seems like more of a pain in the ass than anything ever.
Well,
like,
these parents are going to have to take their kids home, come back. I mean, how's that going to work?
Yeah. So fortunately enough, we're getting married at my parents' house in their backyard. And my mom's sister, who basically is the grandma to all of these children, only lives three houses down. So there could be a sitter on hand at that house, which is fine. And I'm kind of open to the idea. But I just also feel like if you're going to have no kids, have no kids. I hate this, like, half-ass, like, towing the line of, like, maybe, maybe not.
Well, because you're trying to cater to everyone.
And that's, like, it's my day, and I shouldn't have to do that. And if that makes me sound selfish, so be it.
I think that's messed up. You keep saying it's my day. But weddings aren't just about the bride. They're about families coming together. And if your family has little kids, that's part of it.
The family is only coming together because of me, respectfully. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a tough conversation to have with her, Emily, because she's not gonna.
Yeah, whatever
she's
say,
not bending.
I have something to say, so don't even go there with me. But I hear you and I understand, and you sound like my mom. Not that my mom's like this huge pusher or anything, but she's definitely like, you have to have so and so there. And here's the other tricky part that I didn't even mention yet. We are going to ask a ring bearer and a flower girl, and those are children, and they will be there. So the audible gasp is sending me to the moon. But I don't know. I just.
Well, listen, Emily.
Didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm. Aww. I appreciate you calling in and sharing your angle on this.
Thank you, Breezy. Just do the right thing. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, Emily. Talk soon. Bye.
I have Charlotte weighing in.
She do the right thing.
I have Charlotte weighing in. She says, girl, my own kid isn't even coming to my reception. Don't worry about it. Period. Period.
Natalie says, my sister didn't invite my kids to her wedding, and it caused a huge fight. We didn't talk for a year. Family should come first. I think Emily sounds a little entitled. It's not your wedding. If the couple says no kids, that's it. Find a sitter, stay home.
Yeah.
That's what it's all about.
That's what it's all about.
Oh, it's, this guy's name Rick. I'm all about family, but I think people confuse family with obligation. You can love your family and still have boundaries.
Correct.
That's right.
And those boundaries will be put in place on August 29th.
That's right.
So come through.
Take PXY mornings with you everywhere you go.
Listen to Moose and Breezy and follow on the free Odyssey app.
The home of 98 PXY.
I can't remember if we talked about this or not, but there are new developments coming out for a student that was charged for bringing an airsoft gun to Penfield High School, according to the Monroe County Sheriff's Office. Deputy Dave Marcucci said that the school was contacted the sheriff's office to report a juvenile student in possession of what appeared to be an airsoft gun, and deputies confirmed that it was indeed an airsoft gun. The student cooperated with the investigation and there was no threats that were made, but the student also was charged with unlawful possession of weapons by persons under the age of 16. So they were charged. The incident came less than 1 week after some parents voiced concerns about safety and security during the Penfield Board of Education meeting. So, I mean, if that's not irony, I'm not really sure what is.
Right, right.
I think it just goes back to safety in schools. I feel like we grew up in a different time, although when I was in school, there was a situation where a student brought a gun to school died by suicide in school with us there.
While you were there?
Yes. And it was horrifying and it was scary and it was so one-off at the time because school shootings back then weren't as prevalent as they are now, which is crazy that I'm even saying that, right? Like, school shootings are more common today than they were my freshman year in the year of 2009. Mm-hmm. But it's just, it's insane.
I think parents were really upset how Penfield High School handled the situation.
Sure. And going back to what I just said about a couple days prior of someone voicing concerns and then two or three days later, this happening. And I don't know if their concerns were heard or met or whatever, but they have valid arguments, clearly.
Oh, 100%.
So.
Yeah, I'm not a parent, but I listen in on what some of these parents actually had to say and what their concerns were. I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. Right. I can understand why you're pissed. Sure. Right.
Absolutely.
Speaking of parents, would you cut your kid off financially if they picked a major you thought was a total waste of time? Because a mom named Olivia, she messaged us. I'm reading this message. She says her husband put conditions on their daughter's college fund, and it's turning into a full-blown family war. Mm. I'll share with you coming up the message and hear what you guys think. Coming up next for Parental Confidential on PXY Mornings.
Is free and always will be.
PXY Mornings, Moose Breezy got a message from a mom by the name of Olivia who says her husband told their 17-year-old daughter that if she doesn't major in something useful, he's not paying for college.
Sure.
She wants to study film, says it's her dream. Dad says, I'm not wasting my money so you can make TikToks for a living.
Okay, Dad, I fear that's not how that one works, but sounds good.
Honestly, we would love to hear from parents this morning, especially if you plan on funding your child's education.
Mm-hmm.
585-252-9800. Would you cut off your kid financially if they picked a major you thought was a waste of time? Olivia says, hi, Moose and Breezy. I'm hoping to get some perspective on a huge fight happening in my house right now. Also, thank you for reading this. My husband and I have a 17-year-old daughter who's been applying to colleges. She's always been artistic. She loves movies, photography, and storytelling.
Okay.
She wants to major in film and media production. The problem is my husband told her if she doesn't pick something useful, like business or engineering, he's not paying for college.
Sure.
His exact words were, I'm not dropping $100,000 so you can play around with cameras for 4 years. Our daughter was honestly heartbroken, and she said, you always tell me to follow my dreams, but only if they're dreams that you like.
Right.
And honestly, she's right. He's being completely dismissive. I get wanting her to be realistic about her future, but this feels more like control than guidance. I told him it's her life, not yours, and now he says I'm undermining him as a parent. Forgive me for airing out my dirty laundry, you guys. I'm just at a loss of how to handle this because I feel like he's using the college fund issue as a threat. I understand where my husband's coming from, but I'm also siding with my daughter. if you're paying for college, do you get a say in what your kid studies? Would love to hear from strangers on my situation. Thank you.
Interesting. Very interesting.
Guys, what do you think? I mean, parents supporting their kids in their passion is and what they want to do in life, I think it's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, I can't tell you how nervous I was to tell my parents, especially my father, that I was going to go pursue a career in LA and peace out.
Mm-hmm.
But my dad actually telling me to go chase my dream and give it a shot, oh my God, that meant the world to me. I think it's...
He was moved to tears.
Yeah. I was like, I'm going to go find myself. He's like, I found you.
He's like, you're right here.
I think it's important to have the support of the people you love, but you know, not everyone's that lucky.
Correct.
So I would love everyone to be honest this morning, especially parents who have helped or plan on helping your kid financially for college. If they picked a major you thought was a waste of time, would you cut them off?
I think cutting them off is a little extreme. I think having a strong hand in actively maybe pushing them towards something else, because this is prevalent today more than ever before. These kids are going to college. They're spending hundreds of thousands of dollars on degrees that they literally never use. Never
because
use.
Right. Because in my opinion, everyone's playing it safe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
You mean by like going to college?
Yeah, you're going to college and you're majoring in something you don't even really want to do. You're doing it because it's practical.
Correct.
Is that really what you want to do? Is that what you're passionate about? Is that what lights a fire under your ass? If not, of course it's a waste of money.
Right. 150%.
Let me go over to a couple people weighing in. Maria's here first. If my kid had a passion and a plan, I would back them 100%. But if she's just finding herself on my dime, no. College is too expensive to be a four-year vacation. It sounds like she is serious about it, though, and dad doesn't believe in her daughter, which is also sad. Rich says, good morning, guys. This is the exact argument I'm having at home with my 16-year-old daughter. She wants to study acting. Dad's not wrong here. Film and entertainment is a brutal industry. You don't dump $100,000 into a degree with a 1% to 2% job success rate. She can chase her dream after she gets something stable under her belt. I actually disagree with that. If you're going to drop $100,000 on college, your kid might as well love what they're doing. That's the point I'm making.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they might fail, but at least they failed trying to at something that they cared about.
Right.
Because I think, it's way more heartbreaking to fail at something you didn't even want to do in the first place, but
Correct.
You did it because you thought it was more practical.
Correct. Yeah. And the whole thing of like, well, why don't you just do this one thing and then chase your dreams afterwards? Reality hits you so hard in the face after you're done with college because you're like, oh, now I have to find a job. Now I have to pay back those loans. Now I have to do things to survive. There is no time.
There's no time.
I'm sorry. There's no time.
There's no time. Michelle says, Moose and Breezy, I actually think that both sides are right. College is expensive and art degrees can be risky, but you can't crush a kid's dream before they've even had a chance to try. Let her fail or succeed on her own terms. I know, and listen, I get for a parent, if they're going to be dishing out a buttload of money because college is expensive, I understand why you think it might seem risky. I get that. But it's their dream. It's not yours. Let's go over to Lauren on the phone. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you?
Good. What are your thoughts on this?
So I went to college for veterinary medicine, and I paid for it myself because I didn't really know if I was going to do it. You know, it was a dream of mine. It's not the most viable financially, so I never expected my parents to pay for it. One, because they raised me, and I wanted to kind of skip all of that stress at home. You know, they're not comfortable paying for it, and I want to do it, I figured it out.
Correct.
And, you know, she has the option for her dad to pay for it, but you think, honestly, what's the move here? Dad, save your money. I'm going to do what I want to do.
She truly, truly believes in her goal. Don't let anybody decide for her. She can find a way herself. And right. There are options out there for people. There are a lot of resources out there. if she truly wants to do this and she doesn't want someone else to decide what to do with her life, she can figure it out. And correct. I promise there are ways to figure it out.
Yes, there is. Yeah. Great, great angle. I appreciate you calling in, Lauren.
No problem. Thank you.
Thanks.
Let me go over it. So if you guys are just joining us, we got a message from Olivia. Her daughter wants to major in film and media production. Mom says, chase those dreams, sweetie. Dad says, nope, I'm not paying for it.
Yeah.
Find something more practical or I'm not going to send you to college on my dime. Tim says, creative careers are real jobs if you actually work for it. I've been in production for about 6 years. I love it. Had the same argument with my dad when I wanted to go away to school. I say follow your dreams because that's what they are. They're your dreams, not your dad's. Good luck. Yeah, mm-hmm. I said the same thing.
Yeah, you're not going to live life for your parents. And I mean, God willing, you probably will outlive your parents. So
you got to live the life.
One day and they're not here and you're like, what am I doing?
Yeah,
what am I doing?
You got to live the life you want to live. I can't even begin to tell you the amount of stories and people like just highlighting their day to day on Instagram mm-hmm. and they look so depressed.
Right.
Because they're living somebody else's dream. They chose a career that was safe and they went with it, but at the end of the day, is that what makes you happy?
9 times out of 10, no.
Olivia, thank you so much for the message and to you guys texting in and the calls. Every parent wants their kid to have stability. I get that. And I'm sure it's scary for any parent who hears that their kid wants to get into the arts or be a pro athlete. The chances are slim, yes. Mm-hmm. But it does help to just guide them and follow through and have their back. And it helps to allow them to just at least try because that's how they truly learned who they are. You know, they may fail, but struggle is a huge part of life. And if they don't want to pay for it, I suggest you figure out how to do it yourself.
Correct.
We're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. You got Moose and Breezy.
98 PXY traffic.
590 southbound, very heavy this morning. You hit the lays in a Rondacoit around Ridge Road, and then it just crawls.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that go from work days to weekends and everywhere in between. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. With 25 sizes, 5 lengths, and 6 denim brands, you've got options. And fit experts in every store to make jean shopping easier. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it gonna be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first 2 orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll. I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show. There. I said it. Now, doesn't that feel better? BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present There I Said It on the number one hit music station, 98 BXY.
Some of you are really constipated this morning, and we're here to say it's okay. Let it out.
Oh.
Anything goes.
Okay.
585-252-9800 is the number to call if you need to clear the air, baby. Get it off your chest. Carol texted in first during the commercial break, and she just simply said, bring back Internet Explorer. There I said it. Bring it back. Yes. While we're at it, let's bring AskJeeves.com back, too.
Oh, Ask
and Napster.
Jeeves.
And LimeWire.
BearShare. Yeah, the whole thing.
The amount of viruses I put on my parents' computer was criminal. God, they had so much patience.
You were just getting a new PC every 2 weeks.
Oh, another update. Oh, how many updates? Who else is here this morning? Don't be shy this morning, you guys. Lauren says, I don't think men should be gynecologists. There, I said it. I think it's weird, especially because they can choose to study any part of the body, but they chose the one part they don't have themselves.
Interesting. Interesting.
And then she ended it with, get a life.
It's not even like they're like, I get it. You know what I mean? They can't even say that.
That's a very interesting take.
Can't even say that. All right. Who else is here this morning for those fire takes? This person says, looking younger than your age actually isn't an advantage. There I said it. Constantly being carded, constantly being hit on by creepy men. Like, why? I get that.
I got carded the other day, so...
You just had to say that.
It's not a big deal.
You just had to throw it in there.
It's relatable.
Sure.
That's what we're talking about.
Sure.
I got carded. They wanted to know, sir, young man, are you over the drinking age? Yes, I am. Prove it. And I had to show him my ID.
He was so pleased with himself. He was so excited to whip it out.
God, what are we talking about?
Have you... Do you go on TikTok?
No.
Not really.
I can't tell you the last time I even went on.
I don't really use it that much either, but when I do, I stumble across these things and I'm like, what the hell is happening here? There's a new trend that I think needs to be canceled. Wives and girlfriends are putting their head on their partner's chest.
Okay.
And I think they're putting milk in their mouth or some type of white drink. Substance.
Careful.
And they are. God, I wish our cameras were working. And they are spitting up on their partner.
Okay.
And it's disgusting. I mean, it goes everywhere to see if they're ready for children.
I don't understand.
Because if you have a baby, the baby's constantly spitting up, and that's something you have to
God.
Get used to.
What a waste of time.
Yeah. I want that trend to be canceled. I'm going to do it tonight with Patrice.
Stupid.
I'm doing it tonight with
Speaking of, Hannah says, parents who dress their toddlers like adults for Instagram are not cute. It's creepy and weird, whether it's Halloween or not. There, I said it. The veneers.
The veneers.
Oh, no, the self-tanning. Alex says, good morning, guys. If you claim you don't like pizza to be different, you're a liar. Everyone likes pizza, even vegans and people who are lactose intolerant. There, I said it.
If you don't like pizza, something's medically wrong with you.
I told you I went to dinner with my buddy. What's that place on Park Ave? Ardor? Pizza? Whatever.
Yeah.
Love it. He left all the crust.
I know.
What are you, a child? Eat your crust.
I do that too, though, but I dip it.
I don't like it. That is not, listen, you go out on a date with a woman and do that, a grown woman will tell you, walk home.
So I love a sheet pizza because they only like centerpieces. Because it's like, why keep the crust? You know
I will
mean?
Never go for a centerpiece.
What?
Crust only. It's the best part of the pizza.
Stop. Stop it.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I love a centerpiece.
No, I don't do
it. I mean, I feel like you're losing half the pizza with the crust. That's my personal opinion.
You use the crust to dip in your favorite condiments.
Right, but sometimes I don't want to dip. Sometimes I want to eat.
I'm a big dipper.
Okay.
Alex says, no, Vanessa, let's go to Vanessa. People who slow down at every car accident are the reason we're constantly late for work in the morning. Keep it moving, people. There, I said it. Yeah, those rubbernecker delays. You know what I mean? Mine for today is you cannot convince me that runners enjoy running. I think they love it because it gives them the opportunity to share with people that they run, but there's no way a single person finds joy in it.
I love running.
No, stop.
I love running. If I didn't love running, I wouldn't be. There's run races.
People
and
run
marathons
to get in shape.
And
that's it. They'll run to get in shape.
I run because it. Yes, I do run to get in shape, but I run because it's extremely therapeutic for me.
I don't know.
I feel in touch with my deceased grandfather. He was a runner as well. I feel connected to him when I run. It's a family thing. You wouldn't get it.
No, I don't get it. So. I mean, all I did, you know, I played soccer for years and years and years, and all I did was run. I didn't enjoy it, but that's part of the game. What are you going to do? Melissa says, I don't want therapy. I want everyone who hurt me to admit they were wrong so I can finally sleep again. There, I said it.
Okay.
I have a therapy session today at 1 o'clock. How do you think that's going to go? You know what the homework is he gave me?
What?
He goes, I need you to get a journal before our next session. And he goes, I want you right now, your present day, to write a letter to yourself explaining everything that you're about to go through the moment you move to the West Coast. All 12 years. Write that letter. Make it heartfelt. Make it vulnerable. And I'm like,
are you crying in the shower for the next 3 hours?
Tell me about it.
Ugh.
And then we'll go to Derek, who says, I want to quit drinking, but it's literally the only hobby me and my friends have left. There, I said it. That sounds like a cry for help, Derek.
Time for new friends, buddies.
I'm glad you're at least not doing it with, you know, alone and you're with friends. That's something. Which, by the way, I had a close friend, Xander, who had to drink a bottle of wine every night and maybe a couple shots before he went to bed in order to fall asleep. I was like, dude, that's not normal. You realize that, right? He goes, well, how do you fall asleep at night? I said, I close my eyes. He goes, you're able to fall asleep? Just laying there? I said, you should probably see somebody, dude.
Wowzers.
Yeah, Yikers is right.
Where is he now?
You know what? I don't know.
He's under a bridge somewhere.
It's a possibility.
Connect with PXY Mornings on our socials.
Facebook.
IG.
X.
98 PXY Rochester.
It's Moose and Breezy on 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. 53 for the high today. Hurricane Melissa. She's a bad one. She's a bad girl. This is a destructive Category 5 storm that has been bearing down on Jamaica, threatening devastation. So the storm was expected to hit the island early Thursday morning before moving across the Caribbean, impacting Cuba, the Bahamas, Bermuda. It's expected to be the strongest hurricane in history to hit Jamaica. Their population, I believe it's nearly 3 million people. But they're saying winds are going to exceed 175 miles per hour. Up to 40 inches of rain is expected. That's wild.
Yeah, that is wild.
If you like to donate items for Jamaica, I mean, you can drop them off at the People's Choice Kitchen located at 575 Brooks Avenue. They are looking to collect toiletries, clothes, any items that will fill up a barrel. Residents here in Rochester who do have family in Jamaica, they're all sharing their concerns on what is going to happen with a hurricane as strong as this one. I mean, 175 mile per hour winds. It's so scary to think about because they interviewed some of the people there and they're simply just waiting.
Yeah, it's really sad, especially after watching everything I watched with Hurricane Katrina, all the documentaries and stuff, all those years later, you can kind of get a better picture and grasp of like, what people that live in those areas go through in those situations. It's like they're sitting ducks.
Oh, yeah. It puts a lot into perspective. But just the anxiety you must get, just sitting there waiting for this thing to strike. If you can drop off any kind of donations, it would be so appreciated. Again, the People's Choice Kitchen at 575 Brooks Ave. They're looking for any kind of clothing or toiletries. All right, we got to switch gears here because we got to play everyone's favorite game.
It's Can't Be Breezy, baby.
All day, 585-252-9800. We're looking for caller 8 right now to win a pair of tickets to see the Jonas Brothers with the All-American Rejects coming to KeyBank Center November 9th. Are you brave enough to go head-to-head with Breezy? She's been crushing it lately.
Oh, yeah.
It's coming up next on the show. Caller 8 wins it. Good luck.
98 PXY is free and always will be.
She's confident, bold, and she thinks she has all the answers. BXY Mornings present Rochester's favorite game.
Can't beat Breezy! Yes, our favorite game in the 585. This is for your shot to win a pair of tickets to go see the Jonas Brothers with the All-American Rejects coming to KeyBank Center in Buffalo November 9th. A very exciting show.
Yeah.
We're all going to have their purity rings on.
Loving it.
Let's go to the phones. We're looking for caller 8, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, it's Isabella.
Hi, good morning, Isabella. What a pretty name.
Good morning. Thank you so much.
Are you driving to work?
I am.
All right. Well, just be careful while doing so. I have good news. Your caller number 8. You are going
just screaming.
You're going head to head with Breezy. Okay. I need you to talk some trash before she leaves the room.
Breezy, prepare to meet your doom.
Oh, my God. That's pretty good.
I'm really scared.
I'm so glad you didn't say she's going down.
Yeah. Such a classic. All right. Good luck.
All right. Breezy's leaving the room, Isabella. By the way, what town are you from?
Hemlock.
Never heard of it. All right. Let's keep the trains on the track here. Let's do Hemlock Proud this morning. Okay. Isabella, question number 1. Which company makes the PlayStation gaming console? Who makes PlayStation? I'll give you a hint. Shit. It ain't Nintendo.
I don't know. I'm not a gamer.
Okay.
Pass.
Okay, we're passing. All right, we're going to go with a pass on this one. All right, question number 2. This famous line is from what movie, Isabella? It's alive. It's alive! What movie is that from?
Is it Frankenstein?
I can't tell you, but if that's your final answer, let's lock it in.
I'm going to go for it.
All right, question number 3. Which fashion brand uses a Medusa head as its logo?
Versace.
Going with Versace. Okay, locking you in. Let's go to question number 4. Isabella, what is the primary function of red blood cells? What is the function of red blood cells?
Killing bacteria? I don't know.
Okay, red blood cells kills bacteria? Is that what you're going to go with?
I'm just going to go with
it. Okay, kills bacteria, red blood cells, and then last question. In tennis, Isabella, what piece of fruit is found at the top of the Wimbledon trophy? There's a little piece of fruit on top of that trophy. What is it?
Is it a pineapple? I don't know.
You want to go with pineapple?
Pineapple.
All right, let's lock you in. We're going to bring our girl Breezy back into the room. We're going to tally these up and see how well you did.
What was happening in here?
Isabella was taking her time. That's okay. All right, let's see how well she did. Right now, you are looking at a total of 3 out of 5. Not too bad.
All right.
That's not bad.
Isabella, stay right there. We'll be right with you.
I dropped my bell. Not the bell.
Breezy, question number 1.
Yes.
Which company makes the PlayStation gaming console?
Nintendo.
Question number 2. What famous line is from this famous line is from what movie? Okay, name the movie. It's alive. It's alive.
Frankenstein.
Go with Frankenstein. Question number 3, which fashion brand uses a Medusa head as its logo?
Medusa. Medusa?
Yeah. Basically, that was a woman that had like 1,000 snakes coming out of her head.
Pass.
Come on. You
pass.
Know it.
Pass.
Okay, we're going with pass. What is the primary function of red blood cells, Breezy?
To fight, like, autoimmune diseases?
Like fight bacteria?
Yeah, sure.
And last question. In tennis, big tennis player over here.
Yeah, huge.
What piece of fruit is found at the top of the Wimbledon trophy?
What?
Come on!
I don't know.
What piece of fruit is found on the top of this very prestigious trophy? Two seconds.
A pear.
Going with a pear. Okay.
Not a clue.
Yeah. Huge tennis player. Okay, let's get
it. I never went to Wimbledon, so.
Hey, what's up, Isabella? All right, Isabella from Hemlock. How do you think Breezy did?
I think we might have tied.
You think so? Well, you would be wrong. The score was 3-1. You got yourself the ticket!
Oh, dear.
You absolutely crushed.
I think we might have tied, but she got 3 right, and I got none of the answers right.
I think it's very important this morning to run through the board on this one. Which company makes the PlayStation console? Isabella, you said pass. Breezy said Nintendo. That would be Sony. Sony PlayStation. Frankenstein, you both got that one right. What fashion brand uses a Medusa head as its logo? That would be Versace. You got that one right.
I'd never know that.
The primary function of red blood cells, you both said to kill bacteria, it's to carry oxygen.
Sure.
And in tennis, that little piece of fruit that Isabella got right is a pineapple. Well done.
Sure. What?
Well done. Who you bringing to the Jonas Bros with you?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Well, you don't have to think about it now, but you do have an extra ticket. I need you to say, my name is Isabella from Hemlock, and I just crushed Breezy.
My name is Isabella from Hemlock, and I double crushed Breezy.
That's right.
It's not that deep.
Hey, it's me, Julia, your at-work bestie on 98PXY. Each weekday, just after 2:30, I share my life hack of the day. I promise it'll make your life a little easier. The Julia Show on the number one hit music station, 98PXY. Breezy.
53 for the high today and sunny. We got to talk about Breezy closing on her house 12 hours ago. And already there's issues.
Of course.
Welcome to being a homeowner.
Oh, you guys.
If we could help her out this morning, this is a frustrating situation. I know some of you have definitely been through it. Yeah. 585-252-9800. Give us a call or text. You move into your place.
Yep.
And as soon as you walk in the door, it hits you in the face. What is it?
Smacks me and my fiance across the face. And this isn't a new smell. We definitely smelt it at the showing when we first were initially looking at the house to even buy it. And we just assumed, oh, they probably have a dog, like, whatever. And we were like, it'll probably go away when they get all their stuff out of the house. So that is not the case. And the place that we live is a little older, but they renovated the whole thing. It looks really nice. It looks very new, very modern. But the smell of... My fiance says it smells like a pet store. I think it kind of smells like sewer.
That's not good.
I'm not really sure what exactly it is, but it hits you right in the face as you walk through the front door. And I asked the previous owners and they basically said they didn't really know what I was talking about.
So they didn't smell it, but it's not the whole house. It's just in that one little area.
Yeah. So like you go upstairs and you don't smell it. Like every house and apartment and anything has a smell. Like our apartment we have now has a smell, and like we put an air freshener in, and but it, you know, that is more of like the way the building smells. This is like a distinct,
it came from
smell.
Somewhere, but
correct.
Where? That's the so question.
So I don't know if it's like under the floor, and I think the biggest thing that I'm asking for help with this morning as a brand new homeowner, never done this before, never had to deal with any of this. What do I do in this situation? Like the house is ours. There's no backing out of the deal. Not that we would, you know, I think everything is fixable. It's just how. How do we fix it? I've been getting a lot of different suggestions. I put this on my Instagram. Our friend Tim said to put charcoal where it is and it will absorb the smell. That's what he did in his house. That's what he said.
Yeah, but he's into like witchcraft and stuff like that.
Gone in a weekend.
What about, have you tried like white vinegar?
No, because I also don't want to ruin the floors. So like.
Will that do it?
Yeah.
I want, you know what? Definitely. Never mind.
He's like, I've also never owned a house either. So, but we did clean. We cleaned the whole place and it smelled like bleach for a minute. We're like, great. And then it comes right
back. I don't know where it's definitely
everyone's
coming
like,
from.
Rip the carpet up. There is no carpet. People are saying to wash the walls.
So you, by the way, you don't have a basement. So right underneath it, because you're on the first floor.
Well, it's two levels, but yeah.
Right. It's a townhome.
Yeah. So there's an upstairs and a downstairs.
Okay. So there's got to be, I don't know, could be a dead body that's finally decaying.
But I don't know what it is. And like, I'm kind of freaking out about
but
it,
you
if
did,
I'm being honest.
When you went to the showing, you did smell it, right?
Correct.
You did. Okay.
And then we were like, oh, they have a dog.
How
like,
long
whatever.
Ago was that?
August when we bought the house.
Okay. So it's been a couple of months. And the previous homeowners are saying they never were able to pinpoint what it is because they don't smell it.
That's what they said.
Mm.
This person says, this is JJ. I own a few homes and moved so much that I have this down to a science. You're going to steam clean or replace the carpet and padding. Okay. Well, there's no carpet.
There goes that idea.
Yeah, that's out the window. Then you're going to mop all the hardwood floors and mix 1 cup of white vinegar and 1 gallon of warm water. Follow with an exozyme cleaner. Scrub the baseboards and the walls and the doors. And last but simply not least, clean all the vents and change the HVAC filters.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that. It could be in the vents.
Do not use bleach. If there were animals that may have peed, it will ruin.
But that's the thing. When you walk into the house, it smells like what? A ferret?
Yeah.
Hello, PXY.
Hey, Breeze, it's Dad. How are you?
Oh, so helpful of you to be here while I'm going through this hardship.
Tiny.
Wait a minute. You bought a house? I didn't know you bought a house.
In Florida. Yep, I fully own a home. Thank you for keeping it. Really? He was in Europe for 2 weeks.
I've never seen it, never heard about it.
Then he just goes to
congratulations.
Florida. Thank you so much.
All right, Toddy.
Hey, there's a machine that you could, it's called an odor eliminator. I used to have a buddy that had one. He ran a business that had it, but Google search a machine that will eliminate odor. You leave it running for a day or two, and it should take care of it.
You think?
Yeah.
Do you have one?
I don't have one. I can ask my buddy, but he used to have a business that had one. They used them a lot for houses that had heavy smokers in them. And
makes sense.
You run that thing for like a couple days or maybe a week, and the whole thing's like brand new. So
yeah, she might need a really good dehumidifier too.
That too. I'd have to see the house. I didn't even know she had one. So I guess when I get home, I'll come over.
Literally has been missing for weeks. But
I absolutely love that. All right. Well, thanks for the call,
genuinely,
man.
Genuinely though, when are you coming home?
I'm coming home Thursday.
Okay. Right when we're
I'm working down here. I'm working my hell off.
All right,
hot toddy. We'll talk to you, man.
When he says working, he's on a golf trip.
All right, good morning, PXY. Who's this? Hello?
All right, wonderful.
Great advice. So I guess more stuff we have to buy.
Well, you know, that just comes with the territory.
I know.
You know, and at least you have Patrice to help you out. You're not doing it all by yourself, too. So there's that.
Oh, she is.
Your problem is now her problem and vice versa.
Yeah. So I guess here we go. Let me order this $500 machine on Amazon.
Hi,
Ashley?
Yeah?
Hi. Is phone working or what?
All right. What's up? You got a suggestion real quick?
Of course
sorry, Duke. Queen of House is over here. So your dad's right. You could do an ozone machine, but you cannot be in the house when that is running. So you have to leave the house, go stay somewhere. It's kind of a pain. You got to get the ducts clean, and they have to spray them. So the smell, whatever it is in throughout your ductwork, and anytime you turn on the furnace, it's just picking that air around. So you can clean all day, but you have to get your ducts clean, and they spray a product in there that basically will help eliminate any odor, any dog hair, anything that's in there that's just kicking around. If they did have, like, a ferret or any type of animal, like, stuff from their cage got in your vents, then, yeah, you're just going to be smelling that at the end of time.
Ash, what about, like, people are saying it might be, like, in the floors that they redid, like, underneath.
I'm just going to have to come over smell around and figure it out. So just text me. I'll be there later today.
Okay. All right. You sound like you're cleaning a porta potty right now.
What?
This phone is awful. I got to go. Okay. Thank you for all the suggestions.
Here's the situation. I have like 5 people coming over just today alone. I don't even know.
Just to get rid of the smell.
Yeah,
I'm so glad that this isn't my problem. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's PXY Mornings. Moose Parisi. We'll be right back.
Wake up to PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy.
When you tell your smart device to
play 98 PXY.
PXY's Moose and Breezy invite you to grab your popcorn. Get comfortable in your seat. Because Breezy's about to break down a classic she somehow missed over the last quarter century. It's Breezy's Big Movie Review.
Action!
Huge movie review. Huge. Yesterday on the show, we acted out The Conjuring.
Yeah.
Yeah, great. Absolutely great film. This is from when was the last one? 2016?
I don't know.
It stars Patrick Wilson and Vera Farmiga.
Oh, before
we get to Breezy's review of the film, here's a clip of us acting out a scene from the movie yesterday at Moosterpiece Theater. Some would even argue this is Breezy's best work. Take a listen. Janet, are you feeling all right?
Stop calling me Janet.
What should I call you? What is your name?
You don't belong here.
My name is Morris Gross. Who are you?
This is my home. Get out now!
No, this is not your house. Now, what's your name?
My name is Bill Winkins, and I am 78 years old.
And where do you come from?
I come from the grave.
How did you die?
I went blind, and I fell asleep in the chair in the corner.
But why have you come here?
I like to hear them scream.
Why don't you just leave them alone?
Shut up, you old fat cow.
Okay, Breeze. Okay, cut. Yeah, she really got into it yesterday. Mm-hmm. Really proud of her.
I really got after it.
Here's the breakdown. In 1986, renowned paranormal investigators Ed and Lorraine Warren traveled to Pennsylvania to confront a demonic force tormenting a local family. What they uncovered would go down to be remembered as one of the most terrifying hauntings ever documented, all based on a true story. Rotten Tomatoes scored this 59%, which is a terrible score. But it's about what Breezy is going to score it this morning. Breezy, did this movie hold up, yes or no?
Oh my God, I related to this movie so much. Both of us moving in at the same time.
Yeah.
I mean, theirs was a demon, mine's a smell, whatever. Same thing. And I thought that, you know, this was one of those movies that really did shake you to your core.
No, it did.
It really did. Did it hold up? I think that old spooky farmhouses still exist to this very day. Are all of these things going to happen? That I can't really put my finger on, but
it's all based off of true events. It held up.
Right.
It all happened. Yes. It held up. Who was your favorite character in the film?
It was a toss-up between the dog and the doll. You know what I mean?
Annabelle?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, true or false, Matt Rife owns Annabelle now?
Yes. True.
Okay.
I have no idea why he would spend his money on that. That's, yeah. Not a good idea if you ask me, but you know, like I said, people are fascinated by that type of stuff.
You do what you need to do.
Who's your least favorite?
You know, I thought a lot of the people in the movie were a little dumb. I did. But the parents, Nancy, Roger, I mean, they were all just like,
what do we do?
Get out.
Yeah.
Sell the house. Put it on the market. Well, the market's booming. You know what I mean?
That doesn't always take care of the problem. Sometimes these demonic entities follow you. And that's what was happening here. I can't believe this happened in Pennsylvania. I don't know why. I mean, it's a creepy enough place for it to happen. But
right.
It's not like it was in the city of Philly.
You know? Correct.
It's like old farmland.
Correct.
What was your favorite scene in The Conjuring? Did you have one? It's okay if you did.
I did. I didn't.
It's all pretty bad.
There was no part where I was like, I love that part. You know what I mean?
Yeah. No, I get it. I understand.
I feel like I did. When I was watching it last night, I was getting flashbacks. I think I did see this movie. So it came out in 2013. And I feel like I definitely had to have gone and seen it in like college or something.
Yeah, it's a big, I mean, this is a big Halloween film. People love this type of stuff. For me, I liked it, but it's not a movie I'm going to watch twice.
A scene I wish was removed from the film, the dog Sadie being found dead in the front yard.
Yeah,
didn't need that. Didn't need it.
No, that was
not needed.
Poor Sadie. All right, let's go to the...
Rip Sadie.
Yeah, what did you take away from this film? What did you learn from The Conjuring?
You know, I mean, I'm sad I learned this after the fact, but maybe do a little deeper dive when you go to view homes showings. You know what I mean? Make sure that you know what's going on, who's living there, what dolls are buried in the walls.
Yeah, it's so important to get that walkthrough. You know what I mean?
You gotta make sure you know, because if you don't, you could end up like them. And I know everyone's quick to wave inspection and bury dolls in the walls,
right?
But
you don't want to pass on inspection, you guys. All right, Breezy. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, even though Rotten Tomatoes scored The Conjuring 59%, what are you giving it out of 5?
You know, the film was a really great smorgasbord of the exorcism cross between The Orphan. It was all one big thing. It was a great Halloween movie. I got in the spirit. Out of 5 popcorn buckets, I'm giving it a 3.9. It's an amazing score. It's an amazing score. Truly.
I mean,
the best I could do.
I would have done 4.1, but you know, it's your
review.
What are you going to do? All right. Breezy is scoring The Conjuring a 4.1, and it is
3.9.
Yep, 3.9. No kids allowed. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. Breeze?
Yeah, it's over. Yeah, sorry, guys.
Sorry.
I'm telling you, when you're a child, it's triggering to hear those words because you just feel like, oh, I'm not invited again.
Yep.
Either you're too young. You're not mature enough. You can't be trusted.
So 10 months from tomorrow, I'm getting married. And there's a lot that goes into this. But one thing that my fiance and I are in lockstep about is there are not going to be kids at our wedding.
There's no kids at the wedding.
There's no kids at the wedding. And I'm sorry, but that is our prerogative as a couple. And that's how we feel. Don't ask if your kids can come. They're not coming. Love you. No, they're not coming.
You know, how's your mom feel about all this?
She's like, they have to be at the wedding. Like, they have to at least come to the ceremony. I'm like,
How old are we talking?
No. One will be like a year and a half. The other ones are like anywhere from a year and a half to like 6 or 7.
Okay, a year and a half, they're not going to...
Anywhere in between there.
They're not going to remember.
So they have a wide... The kiddies cast a wide net of ages.
Usually when it comes to the parents, like mother or mother-in-law, they're always put in a tough position with the family because they're the ones that usually have to go to them and say, your kids aren't... They can't come.
Sorry.
You know what I mean? And now that's why they're on you. So yeah, they have to show up.
My mom's like, they literally are your family. I'm like, I don't know those kids, you know? Like, first of all, it's not necessary that they're there. Necessary for who? To make the parents' life easier? I would actually argue their life would be a whole lot easier if they found coverage for their child for that night so they can go have fun.
Yeah, I'm interested to hear what you guys think. Because a lot of people, like, I understand it's your day.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of people who have kids, and we had this conversation with someone, I think it was 6-7 months ago on the show, they said, I can go to my sister's wedding if I bring my child. And if I'm not allowed to bring my child, she has to 100% cover childcare costs. I'm like, that's a lot to ask
that
for.
That is a lot.
Hello, PXY. What's your name?
Hi, Moose and Breezy. Hi, this is Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily. Good What's morning. Up, girl?
Hi. Nice to you. Good morning.
Emily,
nice to be here with you.
Are you married?
Yes.
You are.
I am.
Did you have kids at your wedding?
I of course did, and I wanted to talk to Breezy about on this topic because, look, Breezy, I got married last year, okay. and I don't agree with you for not having kids at your wedding if they're family.
Okay.
Don't get me wrong.
If Let me hear you out
been to those
on
receptions
that.
Where, yeah, thank you so much. I've been, obviously, those receptions where someone's toddler is screaming during the first dance, and yeah, it kills the vibe.
It's not it.
But, you know, if it's family, that's different.
See, you sound like my mom. She's saying the same thing, and I'm like...
Well, how is it different? Because you know a toddler's not going to remember this day.
Correct.
Well, I don't know. Maybe not a toddler, but I just feel like when it's your family, it's not... It's not the same as random coworkers bringing their kids. Like, if your cousin or your sibling has little ones, they should be there. That's part of the family memory, you know?
My cousins have a plethora, a gaggle of children. And so does my fiance's cousins. So many kids that it could fill up a baseball team at my wedding, our wedding. And you know what? It's just dogs are like kids. They're so unpredictable. And I just, or kids are like dogs, I should say. They're so unpredictable. It's interchangeable. And you never know what's going to happen. You never know what noise is going to be made, what disaster is going to happen. And I just want to honestly eliminate that for me, my fiance, and our guests, if I'm being honest. I'm not anti-kid, but also like, this is our day. This is our place. We make the rules.
They do make the rules.
No, I think you're wrong. I don't agree. Because you don't want your niece or your nephew to grow up seeing photos and realizing they weren't invited to be part of it.
I fear they're not going to care.
I don't think they're going to care. Let me ask you something, Emily. If the roles were reversed and you wanted an adult-only wedding, how would you feel if family ignored that and just brought their kids anyways?
Well, I mean, you can't ignore it. You can't ignore it. That would be rude, you know. But, I mean, I'm sorry, Breezy, but you sound kind of selfish on this one.
So my mom is pushing for kids at the ceremony but not at the reception. And to that I say, that just seems like more of a pain in the ass than anything ever.
Well,
like,
these parents are going to have to take their kids home, come back. I mean, how's that going to work?
Yeah. So fortunately enough, we're getting married at my parents' house in their backyard. And my mom's sister, who basically is the grandma to all of these children, only lives three houses down. So there could be a sitter on hand at that house, which is fine. And I'm kind of open to the idea. But I just also feel like if you're going to have no kids, have no kids. I hate this like half-ass, like towing the line of like, maybe, maybe not.
Well, because you're trying to cater to everyone.
And it's like, it's my day and I shouldn't have to do that. And if that makes me sound selfish, so be it.
I think that's messed up. You keep saying it's my day, but weddings aren't just about the bride. They're about families coming together. And if your family has little kids, that's part of it.
The family is only coming together because of me, respectfully. Sorry.
Yeah, this is a tough conversation to have with her, Emily, because she's not gonna.
Yeah, whatever you
she's
say,
not bending.
I have something to say. So don't even go there with me. But I hear you and I understand, and you sound like my mom. Not that my mom's like this huge pusher or anything, but she's definitely like, you have to have so-and-so there. And here's the other tricky part that I didn't even mention yet. We are going to ask a ring bearer and a flower girl, and those are children, and they will be there. So the audible gasp is sending me to the moon. But I don't know. I just.
Well, listen, Emily.
Didn't make the cut.
Mm-hmm.
Aww.
I appreciate you calling in and sharing your angle on this.
Thank you. Breezy, just do the right thing. Okay. Have a good day, guys.
Okay, Emily. Talk soon. Bye. Do the right thing.
She's out of her mind.
I just want to know, is it really about the kids and family being at the wedding, or do some adults just not want to be inconvenienced? That could have a lot to do with it. Emily.
You can't tell me little baby Jackson is like really that torn up about it.
No, of course. 20 years from now, why wasn't I there?
Right.
Natalie says, my sister didn't invite my kids to her wedding. It caused a huge fight. We didn't talk for a year. I think family should come first. It's not about you.
No, literally. It's not about you at all.
Emily, it's not your wedding. If the couple says no kids, that's it. Find a sitter or stay home. Yeah. I think people confuse family with obligation. You can love your family and still have boundaries.
Absolutely.
You know, that's what you're doing.
That's what I'm doing. I'm exercising my right to my boundaries. Thank you so much.
Because why, Breezy? Because it's your...
It's my day. God. It's my day. Without me, there is no day. So.
Weddings bring out the best in people, don't they?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them and designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight?
Aha!
Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.